B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I would tell you all on Monday what Jeff told me today. And then I told him if he ever say to me again, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to let JP do it because that's JP's way of doing stuff. I will not talk about it because
it was very trifling
and appalling. But it's that time where you get a chance to ask me anything you want. Call Ask B. Mitch Anything. And Landfill, where are we starting? Because I'm done with Jeff. I'm pausing all day with him.
Reese in St. Mary's.
Let's go to St. Mary's County. Check out Reese. What's going on, Reese? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Chilling.
How y'all doing? I got a question. If we had to play the Eagles in their championship playoff game tomorrow, who would you rather have? Would you go get Ward to play in that game with us, or would you go get Crosby?
You talking about Ward, the cornerback?
Yeah, from Cleveland.
Crosby?
Yes.
From the Raiders?
Crosby, yes.
Yeah, I would take Crosby from the Raiders because I think he will affect the game way more. Because what you could do, you could not throw it towards Ward's side, but you got to be concerned with Crosby all day. And that dude plays with a motor that I absolutely love. So he is a disruptor, which I love on football. And I think the defensive ends are as valuable in football as anything that you can get. And they have to go after the quarterbacks that you pay so much money to. And if the quarterbacks and the coaches are concerned about them, I want that guy. He disrupts the game a little bit more. What's next, Landy?
We got Jamal in D.C.
All right, let's go to my dude, Jamal. What's happening, brother? Haven't heard from you in a long time.
Man, how you been, B-Mitch?
I've been good, brother. What's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. I got a two-part question for you, brother. If you were coming out of college today as a quarterback, do you think you would have stuck with it or been more highly touted? Also, do you sometimes think you, even though I believe you had a Hall of Fame NFL career, do you believe that you should have went to Europe a little bit to play quarterback like Warren Moon did?
Well, to be honest with you, Jamal, if I was coming out today and they said they were taking me as something other than a quarterback, I wouldn't have cared, just like I didn't care then. I've always described myself as a football player. And if the chance that was being handed to me or given to me by those that are paying the money was anywhere else, I'll do it because I feel I was capable enough to move to another position and play. Some people can't change from quarterback to something else and play it, you know. But my decision to play quarterback in college was one thing. If I can still be the athlete that I am while playing quarterback, whoever comes to see whoever will see me every play on offense, right? So I will open some eyes. That's the same thing that happened here. And as I told the people when I was coming out of college in 1990, that I never dreamed of playing in Canada. My dreams was always to play in the NFL. So I took that shot, and I think I made the right decision because 14 years later, I did what I had to do. We got next, Letty.
All right, we got a Twitter question, B. You
Twitter,
ready?
Okay.
All right, this is from JFC72 on Twitter. B. Mitch, if you didn't play football, and then he put a football emoji, what other sport would you love to have played professionally?
What other sport would I have loved to play professionally? Now that I see how much golfers travel and make and how they live, so I probably would have loved to play golf or baseball. I was a pitcher and a center fielder, and I would have loved to play baseball because once you get into the majors, you're making a lot of scrilla. And I think, you know, that basically motivated me a little bit. So those two, swinging a club or a bat?
Why not basketball?
Why not basketball? Because if some I might be sharp, I'm taller than Muggsy Bogues, but I think the thing about basketball is, like, it's too close, and my physicalness would have had me fouling out a lot of games.
Yeah.
You fouled me.
Not in the 90s.
You fouled me. I am getting you back.
You could have played in the 90s.
Wait, why?
They were physical then.
Yeah, but
they're soft now.
The things that I would have been doing back then, yeah. I would have got some people out of some games. I would have knocked them out of some games. Because I'm not taking a hit and not get you back.
Okay.
You ever tell you back when I played a little bit in ninth grade, they stopped dealing with me. Because I was a quarterback dude, and the coach didn't want me to play. He didn't want people to play basketball and football. That was Gil's coach, Coach Hill. All right, who we have next?
We got Drew on the Eastern Shore.
All right, Drew, what you cooking this weekend?
We got Italian beef and Lou Malotti's pizza. It's going to be a good tailgate.
So this is a Chicago themed thing when you got the Italian food.
That's it. And old fashions are looking good too.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to stop by your tailgate.
You can. You're always welcome. I have a serious question for you, and you know, Landfill and Jeff, you can chime in. But really, B-Mitch, as a Super Bowl winner and a future Hall of Famer, you know, I really need your help with this. I sometimes get a little bit ahead of predicting where the team's going to finish. But we win 11 games this year. What color tutu are you wearing?
So y'all teamed up on me on this one?
I mean, it's going to be pink, just for the record.
Listen, man, let's be real. If this team wear 11 games, you can't embarrass me. I wear what the hell y'all bring. I threw it out there because I thought it was like an outlandish thing. But one thing about me is, hey, if it motivates and we end up on that side with double-digit wins, I'm not embarrassed. Hell, I know, I'm sure of who I am. Not concerned about that.
I respect that you're a man of your word, B-Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to change up. I'm not going to be Rooster. I'm going to do what I said I would do.
All right. Well, you know, if you need an old-fashioned before you get in that tutu, you know where to go.
Oh, I'm going to need a lot of old-fashioned before I wear the tutu, though. My pom-pom might be full of old-fashioned, too. It might have a little glass inside the pom-pom.
All right. Well, we'll see you Sunday.
All right, bro. Take care. Oh, man. Gil, if you don't know what they're talking about, I said, like, what was this, in the offseason? That if we were to win 11 games or more, did I say more than 11 games? What did I say?
11 games.
11 games or more, then I will have pom-poms and a tutu. So they did a Photoshop that was awful, god-awful, to be honest with you, and put it out on Twitter to see. So I'm sure everybody dropped on their knees and was like, God, please make this happen. So, hey, God, let them win over 11 games. I don't have no problem with it.
All right.
What's up, Jeff? You want to say something?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just getting some questions from the chat. Connor Smith had said, B. Mitch, how did you end up with a goal line rushing touchdown with the Giants in week one of your final season? You remember that?
A goal line touchdown with the Giants. I think I was at running back at that position because I finished that game in week one. No, that was a run. That was a run. Because the last game of the season, I played quarterback to finish the game. So I was at running back. They put me in for a quick one. And every time I did something well, they stopped putting me in at running back. And I had too many incentives at running back. And I just believe the coaches weren't hating. Jeff, there you go, hating on me again. Could have made about another $3, $4, $5 million or more.
Oh, yeah, they need to be investigated.
Yeah. Like, the Eagles got me, too. I was supposed to, if I got 500 yards, I got 750,000. I had two carries for 105. They made sure I only had two more carries.
Oh, yeah, let's go sue. let's go sue. I'll be your lawyer.
All right, who we have, Landfill?
We got Chip and Stafford.
Stafford, let's go to Chip. What's up, Chip?
Hey, B. Mitch, how you doing today?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling?
Well, here's my question. If you had to eat one food a little bit every day, what food would that be and you'd enjoy doing it? For me, it's dark meat turkey.
For you, it's dark meat turkey. For me, give me gumbo. Because see, if I get gumbo, I got chicken in it. I got sausage in it. I got shrimp. I have some crabs in that one. It has the roux with the rice. So I can basically feel like I'm eating different meals on a daily basis because there's so much stuff in it already.
Gumbo.
Yeah. But I absolutely love the dark meat off of turkey, too, now. If I'm at your house and you have turkey, you better be looking because I may take your leg and your thigh off one side or take both legs from the turkey.
That's you and me. We'll split it. You can
have one
get the other.
All right, bro. Take care of yourself. Hey, you're talking about turkey, Jeff. Getting close.
I got another question.
Getting close, Jeff.
Got another question.
Hold on. Getting close. You ready for to eat some chicken?
All right.
Without a fork?
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. I've been planning since last week. You heard me ask.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But look, another question coming from Amit. Do you think, being almost, well, halfway through the season, that Dan Quinn is coach of the year at this point?
At this point, yes, he's coach of the year. If you look at the trouble that this team has been in for this amount of time and how quickly things changed, so far he is, I think he's the leading candidate for it. And that's not a stretch to say that. You know, you look how much turmoil this thing was in last year and over the years. And then this year, this thing has ran like a first-class organization. And this is what I like. Adam Peters does bring in the talent. Josh Mitchell, Mark, Magic, all these guys, Bitzer, they are the owners of this team. But when it comes to football decision that happens on the field, Dan Quinn is running that. And I think the person that's in charge of that needs to be the person that the players see as the final say. Now, everybody answers to the main people. But on that football field, it's about your head coach. And I believe he was able to get a hell of a staff. He was able to get guys that know what the hell they're doing and get players that are willing to do anything for him. Hell, that's coach of the year material to me any day. All right, let's go to Latfield. You going with the phone, and Jeff going with the stream. What you got?
Let's go to Ben in Bethesda.
What up, Ben?
Hey, Brian. Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, isn't it nice to have a team that we can get excited for the weekend? And let's hope that Jaden plays, man. I really hope he can play this weekend.
Yep.
But, hey, I was going to ask you about some car questions. I want to know the first car you bought when you started to make that NFL money, your favorite car that you've ever owned, and then your dream car. If you would have been an NFL quarterback, what kind of car would you buy if you were making $50 million a year?
All right. My first car I bought was a BMW M3, which a guy actually sent me a picture on Instagram the other day. He has my old car because when he went into it, it was my name written on the manual and stuff like that. And car still looks good. My favorite car I ever purchased was a Bentley Continental GT. I'm talking about probably one of the best cars made, well over 6,000 pounds, 0-60 after I had a little work done to it, was right at 3 seconds. And my favorite car, I am a Ferrari enthusiast. I love Ferraris. And I will tell you, if I was making $50 million a year, I probably would have one. I've had two of them, but I would have me a Ferrari somewhere at the crib, because when you turn that thing up, the sound of it, man, purring like that. Unbelievable. So I wouldn't go buy a Bugatti. I don't think it's necessary to ride around with a car that costs $1 million or more, because if somebody touch it, I'm going to want to harm them. I don't think it's to buy some of these cars that are so exotic, so crazy, that you don't want anybody to touch. Because one thing about me, when I purchased any one of those cars I've ever mentioned to y'all, I drove my cars. You wouldn't go get a Ferrari for me that had only 5,000 miles on it, because I was driving that SOB as soon as I wanted to get out there. Yeah, Bentley, I'm driving it. I don't buy stuff to park it. I buy it to drive it. And if you get it after me, you might say it's Brian Mitchell's old car, but you're going to have some mileage on it.
All right, I have a follow-up question about cars.
All right.
What kind of car was it that you were driving around waving to the police at age 12?
That was an old, what we had at that time? My brother had, it was some type of Oldsmobile.
That's not surprising.
Hold on, because Gil is your best friend, right?
Gil wouldn't even much have that story. He wouldn't. He wouldn't round me riding that day.
Okay, okay. I was about to say, hey, Gil.
Gil, no, my dad. Gil, my dad. If you're in the car with him and you tall enough to steal, what would he say? Follow me. My dad. Look, when Gil would come to my house, he knew. Don't blow it. Don't blow. Get out the car. Walk in the house. Because if you outside blowing, my dad like, I wish you would move. He didn't care who you were. You're going to come in the house, and he's going to know who the hell I'm leaving out the house with to know what's going on. And all my friends that were tight with me, they knew if any one of us did something wrong, we all got in trouble. Not just me. So, but you know, you got to get Jill asking him no damn questions so he can start ratting me out about stuff, man.
Nah, I had to see how true this 12-year-old Ryan
was. Oh, no, seriously. I was writing what is called Addis. And my brother's car had broken down, and my dad said, just stay on your side and follow me home. It wasn't nobody else to do it.
Then again, you know, with a head that size, if I was a cop and I just seen a head that big driving across, I would think it was just a short adult.
Too. You would know, because you got a head bigger than mine. Stop laughing, damn it, and give me another question.
All right, we got Joe Manassas.
Joe, what's up, brother? How you feeling, man?
Hey, what's up, B. Mitch? Hey, I was just seeing if you've changed your tune on Josh Allen, the Ferrari, as a quarterback.
No, I ain't changed my tune. I said I gave him credit for playing better this year, but overall, I still think he hadn't lived up to his hype.
The hype, man. I mean, the guy is killing it. He don't turn the ball over. That was your biggest
he
knock on him.
Okay.
Oh, man, he
let me ask you a question. What year is it for him? What year is it for him now?
Look at the turnover.
What year is it for him now?
He's killing it. He's the best quarterback in the league.
Man, you're on crack. You're on crack right there. You just lied to yourself right there. He is playing outstanding this year, and I've given him credit for it a lot, but he is not the best quarterback in the league by no stretch of the imagination. Don't fool yourself. All right? So let's go to the next one.
Next, we got Alex.
All right, Alex, come on. What you got for me?
Hey, I got a call an audible here. I got a question for Landfill.
There you go.
Hey, Landfill, are you sad that after 30 years they're going to wreck Cascade's Marketplace, the world's greatest McDonald's and Starbucks and all that stuff in there?
I'm not overly sad. That was the shopping center where I first met B-Mitch at the opening of the Sports Authority back in, like, 97, though.
All gone. Hey, but they are going to put in a Steak and Shake. That might be the only bright spot.
Well, I'm all in now.
All right. Well, it was sad news, but there you go.
And that place is like 70% vacant anyway.
That was going to be 455 townhomes, so I was just surprised.
All right, man. Appreciate it. All right, we got any more left field? That's it? All right, well, you know what? I like that. That was cool. Although the same guy called me back every other week about Josh Allen, and this is the first year he had any merit. The other years, you had no damn merit. So until it happens consecutive years, you're still losing. That's the way I look at that.
Josh Allen is your Sam Darnold.
But if the man has to listen to the show on a regular basis, because have I not come on this show and give him credit to say how he's playing now, what he's doing? And then I'm going to finish it up by this. It's about damn time.